Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Before starting the ceremony, I would just like to set the frame. So, those of you who are participating, they are already sitting here. That is the devotees who are initiated, receiving initiations today by the mercy of Giriraj and Srila Prabhupada. I want to now address all of you who are guests. Please be guests and make a decision if you want to participate in the ceremony with your well-wishing and your attention. It's very nice if you can bless this sacred occasion with your presence. While the yagya is going on, please retain an attitude of silence and respectful attention. I have requested Sundarananda to remind those devotees who come new to be there with us in a respectful and attentive way, and he will take care of needs and their questions. Yes, Sundarananda? So that we are also very happy to receive Kondiya Prabhu. Is it true? Welcome. You must admit this is the best darshan of Giriraj. It is so very, very inspiring. I also want to thank our pujari, who happens to be the head priest of the Krishna Balaram Mandir, Mukunda Datta Prabhu, and thank you very, very much for coming. And I want to say that anyone who feels nervous, don't feel nervous. Although it is certainly a very important situation and event in our lives, including the lives of Burijam Prabhu and myself. But Burijam Prabhu just told me into my right ear, see, there is Giriraj, and he seems to say, I'm taking care. I am here to take care. So I'm very glad that we can have this ceremony. And I will give a little speech a little later. But now I want to turn the microphone to Mukunda Prabhu so that he gives us an orientation about the ceremony, what we are going to do, and tune in. So that we all do it in the right way. Hare Krishna.
Jaya Jaya Giri Raja, Jaya Giri Raja, Jaya Jaya Giri Raja, Jaya Giri Raja. Jaya Jaya Giriraj, Jaya Giriraj, Jaya Jaya Giriraj, Jaya Giriram. Shri Krishna Tava Karunya Mahimne Me Namo Namaha. Yomang nicham duracharam nitya paparatam shatam aho tasya vastaya satam vivadasham imam tasmat stanatidam stanam matura mandalam shubham.
This is a prayer by Srila Sanatana Goswami called Dainyarti Vidyapanam, Confession of the Pain of Helplessness. A prayer which I feel precedes very nice this initiation ceremony and describes the situation of those related to me and more than them, most properly, my own situation. It is an offering of obeisances to the wonder of Lord Krishna's mercy, who brought me, a fallen, wicked person, to this place and to a role of acting on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and our glorious Sampradaya. The wonder of Krishna's mercy also brought you, fallen souls who have taken birth in different countries of the world, here into the dust of Vrindavan, before the most powerful of all devotees, the greatest devotee, Giri Govardhan. Please let us carefully and with a humble heart, knowing well that these lines refer to us, offer our attention to the translation. O Shri Krishna, I offer my repeated obeisances to the wonder of your mercy. You took me, a fallen, wicked person, a cheater, always addicted to sinful ways, and lifted me from such depravity to an elevated state, almost like that of your saintly devotees. You took me from the terrible place where I lived and brought me to this most auspicious place, Mathura Mandala. Now Sanatana Goswami will describe why he considers Mathura Mandala, or this place, the most auspicious place, and why he is so grateful that he was lifted from his place of residence and brought here. He says, sins cannot persist in Mathura, even those intentionally performed. In Mathura, liberation can be achieved in four ways, and you, O Shri Krishna, are always present. Now, for those of you who want to know in which four ways liberation can be attained, please listen carefully. But first, let us clarify, when the Goswamis speak of liberation, they have two concepts in mind. This we find in the Tika of Jiva Goswami to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. They speak of liberation from the material existence, and they also speak of the possibility to engage in devotional service. Mm-hmm. So in four ways this can be attained in Mathura. A person born, initiated, deceased or cremated in Mathura is guaranteed liberation from the cycle of birth and death. Guaranteed. This guarantee also refers to, he's guaranteed for pure devotional service. So, you have to do four things to have a guarantee in your spiritual life for liberation from material life and then engagement in devotional service. You have to be born in Mathura. Our devotee was born in Mathura, our devotee was initiated by you Indian devotee. No, it's not a Mathura Vasi. So no one of us was born here. You have to die in Mathura to get this blessing. No one of us is at the moment on his deathbed. You have to be cremated in Mathura, that is also not an option. But all of you participate in the fourth option, that is initiation in Mathura Mandala. My dear devotees, I should give a formal lecture, but I can't do this here. I will be a little formal in 1 minute, but please just consider this fortune. Somehow or other, Krishna lifted you from where you were born and brought you here into the dust. Just consider this. Be grateful. Look at Giriraj. Giriraj is here for you to do everything which is necessary. I must say, this is the reason why I give this initiation. At the moment, I just survived. I'm still in the survival gear to become better. to gain my health for the normal service which I do. So I thought, this time the burden of carrying in you will be Giriraj's burden. I hope no thunder will start now. And he will carry you and he will be successful. He is the strong and I am the weak. So by his mercy everything is possible. This is my first point. We were reading from the Krishna Lila Stava, verse 118 verse 418 and 419. Another point I would raise is that being initiated at this place, please now don't do what so many unfortunate initiates have done in the past. That is, think, I'm initiated, I made it, now I can just do anything and everything. It's I made it up to there. I got a name, I got an initiation, I got a threat. Fantastic. And the rest is either automatic or super automatic. Please, being initiated here brings a certain sweet responsibility in your life. The responsibility which comes is that you use the impetus which this initiation gives you, and give your best to keep the motion alive. When a locomotive is only strong in the beginning and then stops his or her engine in the midst on the road to Mathura, then the locomotive won't reach. So if you only have an impetus, an initiation at most properly the most powerful place for such an initiation. I mean, it depends on the perspective. Mayapur is also a good place, where Mahaprabhu's Kripa is there. If you have gotten a powerful impetus, you please take up the responsibility to maintain the momentum in your life, to give your energy to keep on going. There will be two types of initiations which will be given. The first initiation, where the initiation in the chanting of the holy name is given, and the second initiation, the Gayatri initiation. I would like to briefly talk about these two initiations. The holy name initiation and the chanting of the holy name will work provided you do, at least initially, two things. You have to become expert in chanting by avoiding the 10 offenses. Those who are here all know the 10 offenses. I know you well, and we have talked many times about it, and you have visited Japa retreats. Please, without avoiding the 10 offenses, the process of chanting the holy name might not work so well for you. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains to us that chanting is like taking a powerful medicine which needs to be taken according to the directions which are given by the physician in order to have the desired effect. If you have a powerful medicine but take it according to not according to the directions but maybe even opposed to the direction, that powerful medicine can make you also ill or not heal you. Please know that the chanting of the holy name, which is the main process which is given, which is for most of you the main, let me say, item which you will obtain in the sacred initiation. This process will work for you only if you are diligent in following all the different instructions which are given around it. First and foremost, to avoid the offenses, and secondly, pay your full attention on the holy name. Because today is a special day, Ekadasi or Govardhan, I would like to give you the three levels of chanting with you on your way back home, back to Godhead. First, your tongue chants. Externally, you chant. You sit properly, you make all arrangements, you pronounce the name clearly. Then your mind has to start to chant. You have to think about deeply about the meaning of the mantra in your life and realize it in increasing degrees. That is the service mood of a kinkara, no kinkari, no, as the servant. Kinkara means what to do, what should I do? If you chant in this service mood, if your mind is geared towards this service mood, you will quickly advance. And finally, your chanting has to reach the level of the heart, where you address the Lord with a feeling like the child which cries for the mother. We also will give the Gayatri mantra initiation. Those who are taking Gayatri initiation from me are requested to read the book, the Gayatri Mantra, where all the necessary informations which I have understood from Prabhupada and our glorious traditions have been detailed, especially for the Gayatri, for the Brahman initiated devotees. Please read it. I won't repeat all of this now. It would take weeks to finish this. But the Gayatri Mantra initiations will take place really when I will tell you the sacred mantras in a secluded atmosphere right after the ceremony. Please come to me and you will obtain the sacred mantra. I want to say two more things. The first is, we are here at Giriraj. I have to repeat myself. I'm so much moved by this experience. I'm remembering at this time Gop Kumar, who was a cowherd boy, a gwal, who was herding his cows and who was found qualified by a great soul to receive the Gopal mantra. Then this great soul called him one day, asked him to take a bath in the Yamuna, and when Gop Kumar was fully showered like all of you, fresh and nicely shaved, he came out of the Yamuna and took the Gopal mantra. The rest of his wonderful story is about only one subject. It's about how to realize the personality of this mantra. Now, those of you who receive Brahman initiations have a wonderful mission, a mission which will take you either one life or one second or many lifetimes. You have to find Gopal, Madan Gopal, who is intoxicatingly beautiful by his beautiful form, his wonderful pastimes, his loving devotees, and his amazing, attractive flute play. You are now on a search project. You were before, but now the search project has become life's foremost goal, to find Madan Gopal, the personality of the mantra. Also, those who get first initiation, find the divine couple, Shri Shri Radha Krishna, Shri Shri Radha Syam Sunda, Shri Radha Kanaya Lal. However you call your Ishta Devatas, find them by the chanting of the holy name. For myself, I have no qualification. It's important for me to say this.
I am only here by the kind invitation of two personalities who sit on my left side and my right side, and my fourth side, three personalities. Prabhupada picked me up. Please always know I am his servant. Bhurijan Prabhu insisted I come to the retreats on an ongoing basis. And Giriraj has also kindly called us here. So I'm acting as a persona who has a stamp of mercy on himself, a stamp he always remembers, and which forms the basis of all his activities. The mercy of great personalities to whom I'm obliged and to whom I'm dedicated, to whom I have dedicated my life. So please always remain on this path by the mercy of these personalities. Please always be serious. Please always appreciate the gifts you have received. Don't forget that you, from where you are coming, don't forget what would be your likely future, although we like to think we all have the potentiality to become Napoleons. Hare Krishna. Great special individuals. We are not. We are simply mercy cases. And the proof is, the greatest mercy is today bestowed upon us.
Yeah, mercy, mercy means for the wretched, the very special mercy is given. In Mahaprabhu's movement, the more you are low, the bigger the mountain of mercy is. So we got the full mountain mercy. I don't want to speak even more. I'm so ecstatic. Hare Krishna. Oh yeah, one last thing before I forget. Do you know what initiation means? There are many explanations, but I will give you an explanation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which I want to stress. Initiation means the willing cooperation of the disciples with the spiritual master and the parampara. Willing, voluntary, joyful cooperation in your own spiritual guidance. Be willing to receive guidance, help, instructions, service. Cooperate. Then it goes very fast. Hare Krishna. De De Sirade.
Ganatiminandasya, Jana Jana Slakaya, Saksu Samilatan, Zena Tasmai, Sri Rade Nama. Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam, Stapitam Zena Bhutale, Sayam Rupakadamayam, Dadati Sabhandantikam. Vansa Kalpatubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu, Vayevacha, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Nama. One of the blessings of being in Prabhupada's movement is God brothers, God sisters, but in the extended family sense. Because Srila Prabhupada is the center of ISKCON, and because everyone within ISKCON looks at Srila Prabhupada as the Samstakacharya, as the founder Acharya, and as their guru, then everyone is connected, and this will always be the case. Generation after generation, in Srila Prabhupada's time, everyone had the distinction of being each other's godbrother or godsister. And then when Prabhupada's disciples began to give initiation, there was a tendency to it to form into this is my guru and this is my family, and sort of neglect everyone else. Obviously, those who are directly connected with our spiritual master, that of course are very dear God brothers or God sisters. But ISKCON provides a greater facility than only that. It's such a big family. It's such a big family. And this is really due to Prabhupada's mercy, and he wanted it that way. The benefit of having a big family is really unknown to Westerners. One time I asked a Brijbasi who had a big joint family, I asked him how his family was, and he replied, "It's always the same. Someone is doing well and someone is not doing well. Someone is sick, someone is healthy. This problem, no problem. It's always the same." So within our extended family, it will always be the same in that sense. But it's such a powerful support to have, in India, or Prabhupada translated as cousin brothers. That means brothers who are cousins, who are the children of our father's brother. But the relationship more or less is the same as one's own biological brother. And this is a great facility because the amount of support, the amount of help, the amount of friendship, the amount of affection, the amount of people that we have an intimate relationship because of our relationship with Srila Prabhupada, it just increases, and it will increase and increase and increase for hopefully for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, thousands of years even. That is one point. Of course, we know philosophically that, as is written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that the God brother of the spiritual master is also our guru. But in a practical way, in this big family relationship that I'm speaking of, we should really help each other, and not only in our extended family. You were mentioning this to me yesterday, that when someone comes, maybe they're initiated by another spiritual master, but Maharaj was expressing he doesn't want to really see like that and keep the family small. He wants to see in a broader way, in a way that would be very pleasing to Prabhupada. So this type of mood of trying to be a helper, a servant of everyone, is really the mood that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada really wanted. We should expand our serving capacity. One time in Japan, in 1970, there were just a few of us devotees, or aspiring devotees, present. That's maybe three or four. And there was a big country of Japan there, and it was such a different culture. It was quite difficult. And Sudama Prabhu was in charge of us, and he had been Prabhupada's servant. So he asked Prabhupada if he would make a tape and send it as a message to the Japanese people. So Prabhupada did do that, and we called a big program. And we had that message of Prabhupada's translated into Japanese. And we played that for whatever Japanese people would attend that program. And the message that Prabhupada gave was that the living entity has a tendency, an innate internal capacity to love. And if he when he's young, when he's just a small baby, that tendency to love is just given to his mother. And then as he matures, it expands. And then it is offered to his father, too. And then to the brothers and sisters. And then after the brothers and sisters comes his friends. And then perhaps later to his greater family. And then if it really expanded, so many friends, and then he has his own family and it expands, but it will not satisfy him. Prabhupada explained, until that tendency to love, even if it comes to the point of loving everyone in the world, still he will not be satisfied until he loves Krishna. Then that loving tendency will find its true home. And then when the heart is full, or we can even say the more the heart is full, but the more we actually advance in loving Krishna, then just naturally the tendency to serve and love others and take care of others, it just naturally happens. It must happen. We don't want to be in a very tiny sectarian movement, because there's so much fear involved in that. Rather, and remember that the point that Bhaktivinoda Thakur made about one of the offenses is even nariyanya, offenses to any living entity, any other person. So how big and how inclusive and how non-sectarian is the conception of spiritual life that is offered to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Srila Prabhupada. So we should be kind to all. And sometimes it's most difficult to be kind to the people that we're closest with. So we should be especially kind and think of ourselves as servants of them as well as all of humanity. And the best example of he who served everyone is Giriraj Govardhan. Whatever one's relationship with Krishna was, Hante Anadriya Balaharidasa Vajo Yat Rama Krishna Charanas Parisha Pramoda. What's the next beginning? Manam Tanoti Sago Ganayos Tarayas Paniya Suyavasa Kandra Kandra Mulai. That in any way he could, he would serve. And his happiness was being stepped upon by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, yet Rama Krishna. And therefore, we can see it right before our eyes. The hairs of his body, the trees, stand up in ecstasy. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki! And because he is overflowing with the happiness of the serving mood, therefore when we come to him in a little bit of humility and not knowing what we can do, he will also serve us. Even though we're not supposed to take service, we're supposed to give service. His pleasure is to serve everyone. So we can learn so many things from Giriraj, and this is the one that came from the lotus mouth of Srimati Radharani herself, that Giriraj Govardhan is the best of servants. And those, and one time I said to one devotee, I was talking about Govardhan Shilas, and he told me that Giriraj is just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I said, how? And he said, because he's Krishna in the mood of a devotee. And I thought, oh, very nice. And Mahaprabhu came here, and Nityananda Prabhu came here, and for generations, so many of the followers, when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was doing his bhajan in Mayapur, he meditated on Giriraj Govardhan and Radhakun Shyamakun, his heart was here. So we should always keep our hearts here, not as much physically, not as much building a house as building a heart house. Heart house? Is there such a thing as a heart house?
Nowadays.
Yes. We should make the serving mood that Giriraj has, make that dwell within the heart, the house of our heart. And then surely that mood will attract all blessings upon us. So you've already spoken so nicely about the meaning of first initiation and second initiation, and Yamunacharya Prabhu and Murali, please listen again and again to Maharaj's words, because that's just what I wanted to say also. We should take shelter of the holy names of Krishna and never let go of that shelter, and the holy names of Krishna will carry us to Sri Vrindavan Dham in the serving mood. And that is the essence. We have to become servants. Servants of who? Servants certainly of our spiritual master, servants of all devotees, servants of everyone, every living entity. We really want to become servants, and we want to remove the mood born of false ego that I am the master. We want to become servants. So all of you, pray for me that I can take a step forward in this direction. And we have to just say that Prabhupada has been so kind. He has unlimited tolerance. So should all look to Prabhupada for his mercy, because as we sit now upon the ground of the dust of Braja, we are also sitting upon the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and that is supporting us. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.